was pushed into the NICU in my wheelchair, and I saw my sister-in-law standing there. But I knew from her face, as soon as I saw her and the way she said, "I'm taking you to Aaron," I knew that Theo had died. Bless the NICU staff. They had turned one of the empty rooms into a little memorial room for us, and my husband was sitting there holding Theo's body already. So to see my husband just weeping, that's when it really hit me. We cried and we cried and we cried. We talked to Theo. We told him all the hopes and dreams we'd missed.
I can't believe you found me here. You saved me in the nick of time.
Aaron's very into motorcycles, and he said, "I was going to teach you to ride a motorcycle." Losing a son that isn't going to ride a motorcycle with him was something that was near and dear to him.
You reached out with your hand.
Every hour after the C-section was almost easier. I mean, yes, Theo dying was awful and tragic, and we cried and we cried and we grieved. But at the same time, it was the knowing that, okay, this is what happened to Theo. What Theo had done to save James's life. It was just a relief to be the knowing. It was the knowing. My parents drove down immediately that day. They had to let me out of Foothill again that night, and they took me to the NICU so I could see James for the first time. Because he'd been in OR all day. And all I remember of that visit was going into the room and just being traumatized, if I'm honest, traumatized by the sight of him. I'm at 2.5 pounds and the size of the incubator for this tiny little human.
Give me hope.
Banks and banks of monitors and lines and medications. It was overwhelming. We had nurses that said, "Okay, we're going to teach you about all these lines going in and out of his body. You should know what they are." And I kind of said, "No, it's too overwhelming." They said, "No, you can know this. Like, you can do this." So they coach you through the lines. Or, "Here's how to touch him. Here's how to interact with him." They'd let you put breast milk on a Q-tip and just rub it on his lips. That was like the first way I fed him, just so he would know me. They support holding. They want the parents to hold the baby at least once a day. So even though it took 4 people to transfer him, me and 3 nurses in the beginning it took, to move a 3-pound human, 4 people, so I could like sit down and hold him, but they'll do it. They'll call all the staff and say, "Okay, we're doing it. We're putting this baby on this mom," because they know how important it is. So there was a nurse named Lane. She was amazing in terms of helping me grieve. She was one of the ones who was not afraid of my tears. I had pictures of Theo put up in the room, or the two of them together. And she sat with me one rainy afternoon and just talked about Theo. It was amazing. She wasn't scared of that. And she was just so quiet and so kind. There was a nurse, I believe her name was Colleen. She was instrumental in helping me bond with James. She just had so much love and so much faith in James. She called him Rockstar. She helped you get to a place where you could really be proud of James and champion him on and cheer for him and not be afraid all the time. Cynthia Foothill, Jill at the NICU, Megan at Rotary Flames House. I wouldn't be where I am without those social workers. They poured so much into my life. Towards the end of the NICU stay, we began to trust him. We had to trust his strength. They started removing lines. He started eating a little bit on his own. You know, eventually he breathed on his own. One of the things was, because he didn't have, say, a unifying diagnosis, even in the NICU, those first few weeks, like, we didn't know what level of disability. Is he going to walk? Is he going to breathe on his own? Like, we didn't know. His kidneys had real trouble in the beginning because he was having bladder issues. And that put pressure on the kidneys. So his kidneys went through a few weeks of really touch and go. So the best part of this is just, like, the successes that as parents you just cheer on and thank God is that we've been slowly, like, knocking off one thing at a time.
And the courage to
And the problems keep falling away, and we kind of are like just down to a few things. We were followed by the vision clinic because premature babies have eye problems. We just got discharged 2 weeks ago. His eyes are fully vascularized. We just got discharged from neurosurgery because there were spine questions, and they said, no, all good. Off you go. Have a great life. We still see surgery and urology regularly. Those are the two clinics that we still are visiting. The hospital is my safety net. It's his, I call it his second uterus. He loves going there. He lights up. You know, all the doctors and nurses come and there's lights and toys and action. And so he loves it at the hospital.
Always be there.
James was born at 29 weeks and 3 days at roughly 2.5 pounds. Today is Wednesday and James is 17 weeks old. He's been in the world for 6 months though. He is just on track to hit 11 pounds this week and double his term weight.
I know I'll make it through the night.
He breastfeeds, he bottle feeds, he sleeps great, he's happy, he's starting to play with things with his hands, he laughs, he's just this playful, content little guy. And we can just live our life now. I regularly look through my phone pictures, even to try and remember to feel those feelings again is part of sort of the, I don't want to forget. That's part of my life. I'm a person of faith. Every piece of our story came together so perfectly. Even from having a neonatologist on duty who specialized in conjoined twins that night, I hope that if everything happens for a reason, that maybe in his lifetime, we'll get to see a bit of the why. We'll get to see the good that comes of it. We'll get to see some way that he influences people for good or makes a difference. Or even if he doesn't make a difference, that someone has a difference because of him. That we get to see a piece of that why that's bigger than us that we don't always get to see in our lives, right? We don't always know why things happen. I hope that he is strong and brave in his self-esteem to be able to carry the way that his body isn't normal in that sense. But we've come to terms with it. It doesn't matter. He's his own little person and he's beautiful.